Blog Talk Radio.
China and some little manufacturer making shoes or some shit, and our technology goes to hell in a handbasket. Have we still got this?
Hi, Tracy.
Have awesome energy. That's all I can say.
I saw you like 30 seconds ago, but what's going on?
I told you I had to get away so y'all could start your show.
Hey, at least she hasn't killed the energy yet. The electronics still work. Tracy, thank you, darling. I'll catch up with you in a little bit.
Of course. Sounds good.
All right. Did everything work? I'm like 20 feet away from her. She hasn't killed the electronics yet?
Dude, you know what's actually really funny about that, though? Is when you were talking to her, your phone started to crackle, and as she walked away or you walked away, it cleared up.
That's funny. That woman has got some crazy energy around her. It's funny as hell. Oh, here, you want me to step into the bar?
Here's my question, though.
What?
Did you move, or were you standing stationary and she walked away, or did you move?
No, we were standing stationary for a moment, and then I walked away. I told her I'd catch back up with her in a little bit, but I want to make sure she didn't kill her electronics this time.
Yeah, well, make sure it's towards the end of the show, so when she's going to sit and fuck it up.
Yeah. I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this is amazing. If you have the opportunity and you can drag yourself to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and show up at the Sands Hotel here for ParaFest 2013, then you got to do it. I don't care if you walk, crawl, drag, call a cab, steal a plane, but you got to get here. From where I'm standing right now, I'm looking at Phantom Lightning. What's that? Matt, what are you doing?
Standing next to us, we're actually doing our radio show right now. The girl that was standing next to us at order the Corona?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's her. I was just asking how it was.
Oh. Well, shut the hell up. I'm talking here, man.
Hey, if you're talking, I'm mingling. Sorry.
Oh, well, I'm mingling also. Well, listen, I've got Lost Limbs Foundation booth in sight. I've got Scares That Care Foundation in sight. I've got Phantom Light Night Vision Experts in sight. I have, let's see, what is that, Zombie Babies over there. I got David Roundtree. I might have to scream at him or throw a rock at him and wake him up. I also have Pinhurst Paranormal is out here. So, folks, if you can, if you get the chance, you need to show up out here. This thing is off the chain.
So, yeah, definitely agreed. Scott has put together quite a phenomenal event.
You know, speaking of Scott, let me see if I can track him. Oh, hang on. He's probably pissing on a fire right now.
Scott, you got a minute to go on air with us?
All right, I'll catch you in a little while. I told you he's probably pissing out another fire at this moment. And he looked at me and went, no, I don't like this minute, but hey, let me catch back up to you. Let's see. Wait, who just walked by on the other side? Damn it, I just got a quick glimpse, but I couldn't catch up and I couldn't see enough to exactly tell who it was. Hey, I'll tell you what, this looks fun. Tim Smith over there with Pinhurst is doing something goofy, holding up some kind of wand, or I don't know, maybe he's doing some kind of remote camera thing. Let's go torment him. What do you think? You good with that?
I'm good with that. And for viewers listening, yes, I...
check it out. He has a pervert cam on a stick.
You know, I can't wait for Sarah LaBrie and Megan Campbell to get back here, and both of us are going to go mobile, and I'm going to have Sarah run the board, and you know it's going to be just fucking crazy.
Oh, man, so far it's been cool as shit. But I'll tell you what, I'm standing here with Tim Smith from Pinhurst Asylum, well, Pinhurst State School and Asylum, and Pinhurst Paranormal Association. You want to take a minute, Tim?
Come on in, my friend.
Yeah, put the pervert cam down. Hey, Matt, you got us?
What's up?
Hey, Matt, you got us?
Yeah, I can hear you. You're quiet, but I can hear you.
All right. Well, I've got Tim Smith here. I'm going to hand him the phone and let him take over for a minute. Tim, you want to tell us a little bit about Pinhurst, the Paranormal Association, the school? Take it however much time you want, brother. Tell them what you got set up out here.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I am sitting behind a yellow curtain to where I can probably see where you were if it wasn't here. I'm by the back wall.
Okay, so you're up on the stage, I guess, huh?
Yes, I am. I'm up on the main stage right now.
Oh, well, I was trying to take pictures over there. They don't let me there. You know, it's like they don't want the undesirables over there. You know, they put me near the trash cans and the bathroom. I don't know what that says about me, but, you know.
Bring your ass up here. I'm shoved in the back corner.
Well, listen, this has been a fantastic event so far. I can't wait until Saturday and Sunday. It's been a lot of fun meeting a lot of people and networking and seeing a lot of faces that I've seen sporadically throughout the last 2 or 3 years. And just seeing them all in one place has been fantastic.
Yes, I definitely agree. You know, the one thing that I love about all this, and it's not only for the people who come to these events, it's people who are involved in the events, too. They get to see their friends or meet people for the first time, and all. And it's excitement all around. It's not, you know, it's just awesome to show up to these things and see people you talk to online or you talk to on the phone, but you've never met in person as a presenter or as a just a patron, and that's why I love doing, love going to these things, love being a part of them, and appreciate it more than anybody can imagine. And I'm sure you probably feel the same way.
It's you know, you hear these corny terms like giving back to people and things like that, and it's like, you know, you take some people's money and things like that at these events, and people think that it's all about the money, but you know, it's never been that way for me and Pennhurst, and it's always been about how great a host we can be. And, you know, I think sometimes when you come into an event like this, you start to realize how important every single person is and how many, you know, how many times they really want to come out and see you and how much, you know, you mean to them. And you got to take some responsibility for that. And I think that it's fantastic to just kind of shake their hand and say, look, I'm the same person I was, you know, a year ago when you came to my event. And it's just, and see him smiling and hugging you and shaking your hand has just been great. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely agree. And you know, with the lineup that Scott has created, the one thing about everybody, and I think it's kind of overlooked, or it's something that people would think just because of no message responses or anything like that. You got to understand everybody's busy. There's not a single here who has like a big head or, you know, anything like that. Like, everybody's, thank you. Everybody is so, my coffee just arrived. Everybody's so down to earth, approachable, everything. Nobody's going to shun anybody away. And it's just a lot of fun.
No, I agree with you. You know, and that's what it's all about. I mean, Pennhurst has been obviously a great joy for me, but you know, just even going down, you know, the center aisle and seeing Rebecca at Trans Allegheny and things like that, and meeting people that are in similar positions as I am. I'm not an owner, but, you know, obviously running a business. And, you know, meeting them on that level for the second time, it's like you see the passion that they have for their place or for their business. You know, when you sit there and you see, you know, how genuine these people are. I mean, you know, I've said it a couple times, this is a freak show of sorts, but it's really a fun, you know, easygoing freak show, you know, and that's, I think it's, I don't know how to put it. It sounds almost offensive by saying that, but it really is. It's great, you know?
Yeah.
So, but,
I mean, I came all the way from Chicago. Dennis came from Richmond. I mean, you guys traveled, well, not as far.
No.
But, I mean, it's just good to get everybody together, you know what I mean?
No, I do. And you know, I hope, you know, I see a lot of people like you and, you know, again, I guess Rebecca from Trans Allegheny, you see people traveling, you know, across the country and at least certainly multiple states, 6 hours or in the plane or whatever. And I think that it's been phenomenal to see that. But, I mean, just seeing the East Coast represented here and seeing some of the people that are in my position or have similar, you know, interests that we do, kind of all gathered together and shaking hands, even though some people might consider them competition of sorts, it's been fantastic. So,
yeah,
you know, I appreciate it. All the time you guys have given us and, you know, I appreciate every fan and friend that we have made along the way.
Yeah, and I will definitely for sure stop by, and we got another hour and 45 minutes. I'm probably going to go mobile.
Okay.
I'm going to switch for a minute, so I'll probably stop by or walk past and wave and during all this. We're here to have fun.
All right, man. Well, thank you very much, and I'll talk to you, all right?
No problem. Thank you.
All right. That's just one, somewhere around here.
Well, Dennis, I got one for you.
You got a guest also?
Yes, I do.
Who you got with you?
And she happens to be sitting right next to me.
Uh-oh. And who do we have?
My speaker. What was that? Dennis.
Hello. Who you got with us, Matt?
Hold on. All right. Well, where are you at right now?
I have just stepped outside to get away from a live band so I could actually hear you, brother.
Okay.
You have a guest with us?
Yes, I do. Hold on 1 second.
What's up?
Oh, just having a blast. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss LaBrie is now joining the show. Welcome to Full Spectrum, sir. How are you, beautiful? Hey, wait. Do me a favor. Reach over there and snap Matt. I go and talk to people like, you know, Nick Carlson and Tim Smith. He gets to talk to the gorgeous ones, like, live. Snap him. I got to go talk to the guys, and he gets the beautiful women to talk to. Where in the hell is the justice in this?
It gets even better. You can come sit with me.
Well, that can certainly be arranged. I've got to run around and see who else we have. But what do you think of the event so far?
It's pretty cool. I think I'm hoping it picks up a little bit more in the evening once everyone gets out of work and beginning of the weekend. So it's actually a lot busier right now than I thought it was going to be for this time and for today. It's been a lot of fun, a lot of cool people, a lot of crazy people.
Most definitely.
Wait, Matt has his hand up.
Most definitely. Yeah, it has been a blast. And I'll tell you, walking around, just looking outside, you know, there's members of TAPS team around here. There's members from, I mean, you name it. Have a couple of asylums. You know, pretty damn cool. So I understand, well, let's see. Can I cheat and can I put you on the spot, Sarah?
Of course, I think.
All right. One simple thing. Can you read anything on me?
Huh?
Can you read anything at all on me?
Can I read anything on you? Like a past
sure.
life?
Oh, well, I mean, that's what you're notorious for. I'll tell you, folks, this woman is amazing. So if you have the chance to come out to Parafest, definitely find Sarah LaBrie. She's up on the stage. Get your past life reading. But what's one thing you can tell about me right off the bat, dear?
I need you to come stand in front of me for a half a second first, because I can't do it over the phone.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll do that.
I mean, I could, but, like, it comes so, like, fluently and instantly when you're standing in front of me.
All right. Well, let me run through the whole crowd here. Let's see. We're passing producer Jeff Leeper's stand right now. That's Black Cross Paranormal.
Oh, wait, you know what? Never mind. I'll pull up your Facebook picture. That works. So you can stay mingling.
Uh-oh, that's kind of scary.
Can you find me Dennis's face picture?
Oh, that's scary.
Do you even have one?
I do.
On your Facebook?
I do.
Okay.
Or you can look at your 1 o'clock position right now and look at my ugly mug.
I'm Facebook stalking you right now. Ah, there you are.
Okay, I'll stand here for half a second.
Okay. Ooh, there's a really
pretty
guy over here, Matt. Look. Quick, look. Look how hot he is.
Yeah, Matt likes it. Matt likes it.
Oh,
off-strut.
My God. Oh,
off-strut.
He's doing the catwalk.
Hey, wipe the drool. He's got some on his chin there. Hey, I got to go catch up with Nick.
Matt, wipe the drool off your face. Nice. I don't think that was drool, Dennis. Come on.
Uh-oh.
What are you guys doing in the background?
Hey.
Secrets.
Hey. This is, oh, well, you know what? Never mind. This is Full Spectrum Unleashed.
Hey, Dennis, with that said, I think it's time for the announcement.
Are you guys getting married?
Of Monday show.
Oh.
I just blew that one right out of the water, brother.
I can't hear shit you're saying because they're at the phone and...
He just said he blew that one out of the water. Dude, there's all sorts of awesome zombie people here.
Sorry, I just had a couple of zombies cut me off. But, yeah, I just blew that one out of the water. She said, what have you guys been doing behind curtains or whatever? And I went, hey, that's all secret. Oh, fuck it. This is Full Spectrum Unleashed now. Starting every Monday night, ladies and gentlemen. From 9 to 11, we're no longer Into the Darkness Radio. It will become Full Spectrum Unleashed, and Matt and I just do what our crazy asses do best. And
Mondays are for...
Thank you. Thank you for the mic. A.K.A. iPhone. Mondays are for the crazy, stupid shit, and Wednesdays are more for the... that we broadcast. We do crazy, stupid shit anyway.
Compared to the normal crazy shit.
Exactly. And, yes. You know what? I'm getting the echo. I got to step away from you. All right, so... Also, the one thing that I just...
Bad?
No, not at all.
I'm kidding.
So where I was going with that, until you brought up the smell thing, and somebody walked past, and I was trying to identify them. Honestly, Sarah, you and I were the ones that started Full Spectrum together, and it has been... obviously phenomenal. I can't thank you enough. And
I can't thank you enough for taking over when I went to Mexico.
Yeah. Well, hopefully soon enough you'll be back and doing this shit with our crazy asses full time.
Absolutely. I plan on it. I miss it so much. Dude, you have no idea how much it sucks to be in another country with no cell phone. I feel like I'm on another planet all the time.
I just feel that way anyway.
Yeah, well, go to Mexico for a day or two.
This is so weird watching.
I know, go, you
your
can't,
mouth
man. Walk away.
Wait, okay, you just witnessed that too. Is that totally not like a Taekwondo or like an old like Kung Fu movie where your mouth is moving but the words aren't coming out properly?
Right.
Awesome.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, this event has been pretty crazy.
Yeah. And
so far,
it's
only getting started. And you missed the good party, which was last night. But
yeah,
there will be another good party tonight. And the best party is tomorrow night with the costumes and everyone's dressing up. And I'm so excited because I'm going to be Vampire Snow White.
Yes, you know what? I never even opened that package. It is still wrapped up. I promise you, I have no idea what the hell it was. It was just a package. So,
I really hope it fits.
I lied. I did try it on.
I knew it.
It is sexy. It's a little revealing for me. You can see a little bit.
You gotta tuck your cleavage in a little bit.
Well, no, it's not. It's not that. It's what hangs out of the bottom of the skirt.
That's what I mean. You got to tuck your cleavage in a little bit.
I hear Dennis in the background, and the fact that he doesn't know what we're saying is the best because he's listening to one-ended.
Right?
And I know he's probably generating something in his skull right now.
Mm-hmm. Megan just stopped by. You want to say hi to Full Spectrum Radio? You want to say hi to her quick? You have no choice here. Hello.
Hi, Megan.
How's it going?
Hey, it's going all right. Yes, I did steal Dennis's phone, and I'm walking around right now.
Awesome. Cool.
So,
how
are you enjoying ParaFest?
ParaFest is a good time. We're seeing some pretty cool stuff, meeting some cool people. It's great.
Yeah, it's definitely, and, you know, I know, and I have to thank everybody who is taking the time to stop and say hi and all that with it being the first day, and the fact of, I know everybody was traveling, everybody was doing all their stuff, and
trying to get here and set up and everything. It was hectic when we first got here, but now it's kind of cool, and now it's definitely a good time. If anybody's in the area, seriously, stop by.
Yeah, absolutely. Stop by if you're out in the Bethlehem, Allentown, Pennsylvania area. Really cool event. It's huge. Like you said, I mean, it's the first day, and we've got quite the crowd out here, so it's great.
Yeah, I'm sitting here walking around. I'm looking at Mark and Debbie Constantino right now. I mean, there's just a ton of faces that everybody knows, and it's everybody's so cool to be able to walk up to and just say, hey, what's up, and, you know, chat with them and everything. So,
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Some of the coolest guests and attendees are here.
So what, Sarah kind of leaked what she's got going on as far as for the costume party. What are you rocking this year?
Well, I am rocking, if any of you know about, if you're nerd gamers like me, if you know about Lollipop Chainsaw, being a blonde girl myself, I am rocking Juliet Starling this year.
Nice. And I did get to hear your chainsaw on the cab on the way here.
Yeah, I do. I have a real chainsaw that makes noises and screams, and it's going to be pretty wicked. I can't wait to dress up tomorrow night.
Yeah, well, you and Sarah are going to have to definitely help Dennis and I with makeup, I believe. Well, more Dennis than me.
Yeah. Throughout the years being obsessed with zombies, I've become a total pro at zombie makeup. So I got you guys.
Oh, yeah, I'm inside again.
See,
the best part of this is Dennis has absolutely no idea what any of us are talking about. Yeah, so he's going to go mobile for a second, so I'm going to have to hand him his phone back. So...
Awesome. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you got Dennis back. We still have Megan Campbell on the phone with me. At some point in time, I am going to go find us another awesome guest besides three or four that we've already had. Megan, I hope you didn't talk bad about me while I wasn't listening, did you?
No, well, maybe.
Oh, damn. None of my secrets, though, right?
Well, what you don't know won't hurt you, right?
Well, I mean, it depends. If you broke the bond, then I want my money back.
I'm just joking.
Yeah, I ain't right. I've been told that before. It's all good, though. It's all good. So, Megan, have you had a good time at the show so far? I mean, we're on day one.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much cool stuff here to see between the art and the guests from all the shows. Everybody is really fun. Seems like, you know, everyone who's here is having a good time. Lots of cool stuff being sold. So, yeah, if anyone's in the area, you definitely need to stop out and see it.
All right. Most definitely, I agree. Hey, listen, do me a favor, darling. Thank you so much for joining me. Throw the phone back in Matt because I got a shocker for him.
All right, sounds good. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Megan.
What's up, dude?
Hey, brother, I got a shock for you.
What's up?
I have, I don't know. You may or may not be familiar with the location. You might have heard of it, Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum. You familiar?
No.
No, come on now.
What's this place you speak of?
Well, I have a couple of people from Trans-Allegheny. Let's throw them on air. Let them give up their name. Give us a little information about Trans-Allegheny. So here we go.
Hey, I'm Michelle Graham, and I am the Paranormal Events Manager at the Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum. It's a 155-year-old historic landmark. It was an actual working asylum up until 1994. We got all kinds of stuff going on there.
You know, I've never heard of the place. I'm totally kidding, obviously.
Of course you are. Everybody knows where the asylum is. So, yeah, we've got all of our Halloween activities are getting ready to start up. October is our busiest season, obviously, just like anybody else in the paranormal and haunt business. We've got our haunted house, which opens up the last weekend in September and runs through the first weekend in November, and it runs Wednesday through Sunday. So that gives lots of people a chance to travel and come and see us. Here at Fairfest, we're giving away a 2-person, 8-hour ghost hunt at the asylum. If you come and visit our booth and drop your card in our little, it's a teapot is really what it is. It's a bedpan that we brought because we really are crazy.
You know what? I'm going to have to drop one of mine tomorrow because mine is still in my suitcase. So,
well, that's awesome.
Or how much do I have to pay you to sway in our direction and do it Chicago government style?
And make you come in anyways? Well, I will give you a nice hint. The owner of the asylum is here with us. So that's the lady that you need to go and talk to. Yeah, so she's pretty cool. She'll hook people up.
Yeah, and, you know, since we have you, if somebody, obviously if you don't win or whatever,
right.
If somebody just wants to book anything, how would they go about doing that?
If you wanted to book anything, you could go to our website. It's talawv.com, Talawv, Trans Allegheny Lunatic Asylum, wv.com. We have all of our ghost hunts that we have available. They're $100 a person for an 8-hour overnight ghost hunt. We also have 2-hour paranormal tours for $40 a person. We've got 5 different historic tours that you can take. We've got something for everyone. All the money that we raise through these tours goes back into the preservation of this building. And it's enormous. I mean, I don't know how many listeners have actually been there, but it's 242,000 square feet, and it spans a quarter of a mile in the little town of Weston, West Virginia.
Yeah, and a lot of that, too, and I'm glad that you brought that up, just because of the fact that with a lot of locations and people give a lot of crap to, you know, oh, well, they charge, you know, X amount of dollar, whatever it be, that for what you're offering is reasonable to upkeep grounds, to keep the place functioning, to have it open for everybody to be able to go ahead and do all the stuff. Like, that's phenomenal. I mean, it's a location that once, if in fact... it wasn't upkept and all that. It'll go away just like many have in the past. I love the fact that you guys are doing what you're doing.
It was abandoned for 15 years before the current owners bought the building. And, you know, we're really proud to say that we are the only Kirkbride building in the United States that is, you know, it's our goal for total restoration of this building. And, you know, that's a pretty big undertaking when you've had 15 years of deterioration in a building with no heat and no electricity. And everybody that comes, they can come back year after year and see another huge restoration project that we do in the wintertime. And they think it's pretty cool that, you know, the money that they spent goes right into that preservation and they get to see what their money bought, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I fully agree. Stand behind you guys and support you fully on what you guys have done and are doing and will continue to do.
Yeah, so anybody that wants to come and see us at Parafest, you can get committed for $5. We have our committal forms. We're doing photos with our 1898 electroshock therapy box. We have some lobotomy tools. We've got a hospital gurney. We've got all kinds of cool stuff at our booth.
Yeah, I've been past your booth, and I definitely agree. You guys have a ton of cool stuff.
Do you have any more questions for me?
Not personally. We're doing this for 3 days in a row.
Cool.
I'm sure. Yeah, we're doing it today from 5 to 7. Tomorrow, 5 to 7, and then I believe 1 to 3 on Sunday. So you'll be seeing definitely a lot of us walking around.
That's awesome. Come over and see us. If anybody has any questions or you want to send anybody our way, we're definitely a lot of fun.
Yeah, I fully agree. And I will actually, what do we have left? Looks like about an hour and a half. So I will see you in about an hour and 45.
Okay, sounds good. I'm passing the phone back off. It was nice talking to you.
All right, cool.
Thank you so much. All right. What the hell did you say, man? You insulted her.
How did I insult her?
I don't know. She walked away and threw a cup at me and said, what the hell's wrong with him? No, I'm kidding, man.
That's because you're you, and she meant what the hell is wrong with him, meaning you.
Oh. Oh, man, I'm telling you. This place is crazy. I've got dead people running around. I have, people that look dead but then turn out not to be. Like, I just walked by. I'm not even sure how to describe the costume. It looks like a court jester with, like, black and white striped tights was laid out on a table. I thought it was a big doll, and all of a sudden it moved at me. By the way, folks, I think I just tinkled it a little bit.
No, that was me.
No, you're not in black and white tights. Here's a pink, you douche.
No, I'm going the way of Scott Grunewald. I'm rocking the pink tutu right now.
Oh, awesome. And I'm sure you look hot in your little pink tutu.
Fuck yeah.
All right, well, I'm getting ready to walk over and grab Nick Carlson. He's the manager at Pennhurst State School and Asylum.
Oh, and by the way, just to give people an idea, I just walked past Chip Coffee. I just walked past Brian Kano. Walking Scott Gerhardt. Just walked past him. Kind of walking past everybody at the moment.
That's because you're cool like that.
The people that are here.
And I'll tell you what, the people that are here, even the ones that, are like, quote unquote, the stars that, that have current programs running. I'll tell you what, I have been absolutely dumbfounded and impressed by just how down to earth they are. You say hi to them, they'll stop, they'll talk to you, they'll do autograph for you. So by all means, if you're anywhere near. Can you hear me? Hey. Hey. All right. Well, I think we're back. Let's see. I think we're back. So give me just a minute, folks. I'm not sure what happened, but Blog Talk decided to play with me. So let me call in, and I will get Matt back in with us in just a moment. Bear with me, folks, and I'm going to give you a – well, hang on. Let's see if Matt can just call in, and I'll throw him in on the show. But, I was standing next to Nick Carlson. Let's see. There's Matt calling back in. Let's see if this works. Matt, are you back with us?
I believe so. Can you hear me?
Awesome. I got you, brother. I got you. Now,
All right.
Do me a favor, Darlin. I know you're listening to me. I know you're listening to the program. If you can hear me, shoot me another text and let me know that we're back up. But that was kind of strange. I'm not sure what happened. Just all of a sudden, both of us dunked out of the show, and, we'll call back in, and we'll get it back up and running, hopefully. But, yeah, man, this is an amazing event. From where I'm standing at right now, let's see, I can see Grant Wilson, I can see Dave and Bruce Tango, Chip Coffee, just all kinds of people around here.
Yeah,
all right.
I decided to go. All right, we're live.
We're going to text me back, and we're back. So we are now back live. Live from Fanfest. Oh, crap. Fanfest 2013, Sands Hotel in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what. If you're anywhere close, come join this thing. But, so, Matt, where have you wandered off to, my friend?
I was actually just wandering around looking for somebody who's available, not talking to somebody. So, now that we're back live again.
Yes, we're back live.
You've been having all the fun being able to walk around while I'm stuck behind a desk or table.
Wait.
In the booth.
Ladies
and
gentlemen, if anybody is
able,
please upload me a crying towel so we can wipe your tears.
I'm gonna stick Dennis behind the desk and see who I can find.
All right, well, you do that, brother. I'll be more than happy to sit back here and do what I do best. But
you know what?
You
there's so many
who
people
you're talking to.
There's so many people here as far as you know, not only the presenters or, you know, the meet and greet kind of stuff, but there's also just a ton of patrons around too, which that's why I was trying to catch somebody who was free and not talking to somebody, but it seems to be quite hard and not the easiest thing to do at the moment. Dude, all right,
well,
we got monster trucks, we got the Batmobile from the 1960s Batman series.
Yeah, that is the actual Batmobile too, by the way. So
how'd you find that out?
Yeah, just from, well, you know, I wasn't stuck at a table like somebody.
Yeah, dick.
So why am I going to be a dick? Just because I was the one wandering around and I was getting the cool interviews and getting to meet people. Wait, I remember I met with Tim Smith and you hung back here with the beautiful Sarah LaBrie and Megan Campbell. Meanwhile, I'm talking to people like Tim and Nick. Come on. Which one of us had the benefit? But guess what now? You get to go play with the living dead that are walking around, and I get to hang out with these two beautiful women. So there.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's going to be very, very short-lived because my speaker is not going active. Maybe it's just because I walked past Tracy Ray. I don't know. But
well, that could be.
It's not working to be too conducive.
You ain't right. Hey, it's really weird seeing your lips move.
Yeah, I know, isn't it?
You have to understand, folks. We've got probably, 5 seconds away. Here, let's do this. You ready? Watch me. One,
two, three.
Yeah, it's probably 4 second delay anyway. But, all right, so do you want to go do interviews or do you want me to run around and hand the phone away?
Nah, you go run around because, like I said, I was past Tracy Ray and my phone wouldn't switch over to speaker.
All right. Oh, man. All right, so now since we got interrupted on the little brief snippet of where we were talking about Full Spectrum Unleashed, well, I couldn't hear. Let's put it that way. What did I miss? Oh, shit. I'm walking up the aisle with Tracy Ray's on, so I'm probably going to... Never mind. I'm probably going to lose something here. So, give another quick description on the Full Spectrum Unleashed.
Full Spectrum Unleashed is pretty much a anything goes. If we want to cut loose, be crazy, we can do that. It's just really a no holds barred kind of whatever. By the way, Dennis, your screen just went out.
well, you moved it then, but that's all right. wiggle that little piece of paper, it'll wake up the hinges again, and we'll see what we can do. Which, by the way, I was talking to Jeff Leeper, and he said his tech guy is here. He's going to take a look at the laptop, see if we can fix that. But, so, I just strolled outside. Let's try this again.
You know what it is the battery died.
Oh, really? That bad? All right, well, look in the bag right behind you and find the power supply and get us plugged in, brother. Keep us
there
up and
no
running.
Power supply. There is no power supply, but I got this. I got this.
All right. I trust you. I trust you, my friend. I'm not sure why. I mean, I haven't met you.
You're
so I'm not sure why
you
I trust
you.
You
were a lying bastard.
Oh, okay. Sometimes. Not always. But definitely in this one.
I'm bringing it back up. Not your computer. I'm gonna get us going on the tablet, and hopefully that'll work.
All right.
Hey, Naomi, since I know that you're called and listening, if you can still hear us, text Dennis or I and let us know if we're on.
That would definitely help. I'm assuming so. So I'm out walking past a blacked-out ambulance that says, MJ Pro Paranormal Research. So I'm definitely going to have to go find out who that is. And I'm going to see if I can grab a couple of the teams around here, see if I can get some interviews with some of the teams, find out, you know, the local area, what they've investigated, what they've come up with. You know, I see what some of their creepiest stories are, or some of the creepiest shit. Naomi says we keep cutting out, but I'm assuming that means that we're still broadcasting. And as long as we're broadcasting, I'm good with it, and we'll just keep it going. But you have to understand, we're at a convention center. There's probably a couple of thousand people around us. So I'm not surprised that we're cutting in and out.
Yeah. Me neither. All right, I got the board back up on the tablet, and it's showing that we are still good to go.
Okay, you got the board back up? I'm glad you finally took those little blue pills and can get the board back up.
Yes, I popped some little blue pills back in the tablet, and it's good to go now. And you know what? At my age, this happened. You should know all about that. You're fucking ancient.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm completely sorry. I was thinking wrong tablet and everything. I thought you were going there, but... Yeah.
You know me. I mean, can't resist.
I've understood that there are things that you can do for your diet to help that. All right, so what do you think? Should I go over and harass Nick Carlson at Pennhurst State School and Asylum?
He gave permission to come into the windowless van with the pictures of kittens and candy.
I did discover though there's no candy in there, folks. That's kind of bullshit. There's no candy in there. even though he says it's sweet tarts, don't believe it. It's not. But well, hang on just a minute, and I'll see if I can grab him, and we'll put him on the air, folks.
That works.
But so, of all of the booths that you've checked out thus far, give us a rundown of like some of the items that you've seen here, man. What all have you come across?
Items, you said?
Yeah. I mean, there's stones, there's, you know, all kinds of different gems, there's, like, did you go through and look at the Phantom Life booth?
I have not been able to yet, because you've been running around like a madman. But the one thing which I have to say is probably the best at this whole event is one of Sarah's CDs, Mind, Body, and Soul, and also Megan has the Paranormal Hot Squad DVDs. That should be the hottest thing at the event. So you better damn well guarantee to get over here, get yourself a copy of it. What?
Yeah.
And the sexy pictures.
I mean, things that won't melt my monitor.
Go ahead.
But, hey, I'll tell you what. I'm going to, somebody else just grabbed him. I was about to grab Scott that organized this event, and then he got grabbed elsewise. But I think I can steal him away. You ready for him, Mark?
Yeah, you're at.
He just got grabbed. Hang on. Evidently, when you're the organizer on these things, it'll wear you out. But right now, pretty much everybody's tied up. But I'll tell you what, if you get a chance, folks, definitely swing by. It's crazy who all's here. They've got half a dozen people up top from The Walking Dead signing autographs. They've got people from virtually any other shows that you can think of. Definitely a fantastic event. Quite fascinating to be strolling around here. But,
So you're running into the same problem that I had, where you sort of walk around looking for somebody who was free and nobody is, because it's just that packed. There's a bunch of stuff going on right now.
Yeah, well, it's not just that. Like I said, the people that are tied with locations, the TV and the movie stars, they're just so open with everybody that's milling around here that it's kind of hard to slide in. And now I realize that we are super ultra mega stars, but, you know, it's still kind of hard to slide us in there. But we will definitely get some more fantastic shout-outs. See who else we can grab and throw on air. And we'll see what we can do. Now, let me ask you, Matt, of all of the... of all of the guests that are here, like running around in costume, can you name one costume that stands out in your mind?
You're cutting out. Can I name one costume?
Yes.
Of who? I don't know what the hell you're talking about, right? I never know what you're talking about, but right now I more do not know what you're talking about.
Oh, well. We'll let that one pass for right now. I just, got ready to body tackle, but I'm not thinking it would work real well. But I finally got everybody away from Nick Carlson from Pennhurst State School and Asylum. I'm going to pass off to him and let you talk to him, brother.
Well, of course you got everybody away from him because you walked up.
Well, come on. Now, I showered last week. I should be good. But there you go, brother.
Hello.
Hey, Nick.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, what's going on? It's Matt from the back wall.
What's up, Matt, from the back wall? I'm Nick from the outside.
Yeah, got to step away from my current location just because it's loud. How are you enjoying Parafest?
Parafest is pretty awesome right now. I'm actually enjoying it very much. A lot of cool people.
Yeah.
A lot of great fans. You know, it's fun, man.
Yeah, that's one thing that I've been talking about the whole time is that everybody that, you know, you want to walk up and talk to somebody, you can. It's not like you have to take a number or listen to a presentation. You can just walk up and ask questions. And I love the openness about it. Like right now I'm standing here, I'm looking at Chip Coffee and Michelle Belanger right now. And if I wanted to walk up and ask them a question, I could do so. But they have people at their booth, so I'm not going to do that. And but that's how open it is, and it's just such a cool forum and just cool setup of everything.
It is. There's a guy out here that has alligators, man. I held an alligator before. I feel like a fucking crocodile hunter.
Did I lose you?
No, can you hear me? You there?
Yeah. You back?
I'm back.
Sorry, I lost you for a second.
No problem. I never left. That was your fault. I'm putting all the blame on you.
So,
goddamn technology.
Yeah, I know. Oh, most reliable network, my ass.
I'm sorry, I'm looking at eye candy right now. What were you saying?
Nothing. No, nothing important, as usual.
I gotta admit, the scenery is pretty nice here, too.
And it's kind of look. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Powerfest, that's what's going on.
It's looks like we pretty much lost everything.
Oh, no. I'm too awesome. That's what happens. I break everything. Yeah?
What the hell have you done?
Hey. Hey.